Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I'm hearing quite a bit about how the world may change because of COVID-19, how cities might be redesigned or repurposed so that workplaces and living spaces and amenities are much closer together. I hadn't appreciated that the history behind the design of cities over the centuries had often been in response to diseases, plagues, and pandemics. At street level, the talk is how houses might be redesigned to incorporate work and living spaces. One is almost tempted to say, again. About schools and education, I've heard claims about a lost generation not being at school, and perspectives that education is more than a production line in a classroom. And I think we will be surprised at how well young people will respond educationally. I hear of a new appreciation for previously not so much thought about work, such as how we get our food, farming, manufacture, transport and retail, and also, of course, our healthcare. There are comments about how people have responded collectively and decisively to a threat and whether we can take that collective energy and deal with other global problems that we've been talking about for decades. I hear both a utopian and dystopian future. Personally, I hear and ask about travelling, seeing family, how people are faring with work, dealing with their health, and the countless adjustments to how we do things. How long will people wipe down their groceries? And of course, there is the church, and worship, and singing, and hymnals, and weddings, and funerals, and the folk who are there every service, and those who are staying at home. I hear both hope and confidence, hesitancy and concern. Recently, over 24 hours, I was confronted with, I wasn't searching for them, three items. The first was a verse from Proverbs. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. That's in Proverbs 27. The second was part of James's letter to the diaspora Christians. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. And that's in James chapter 4. The third was a joke. How do you make God laugh? Tell him your plans. And for me, they coalesced, as it were, in the paradox that our days are in God's hands and that part of being responsible, following Jesus, is working out how to serve those around us in the short term and long term. So we feed our children healthy food and speak life-giving words. One very much deals with the here and now, and the other deals with now and long term. In fact, even eternity. COVID-19 reminds us that our behaviour is always in response to people, relationships and circumstances. Before the pandemic, we probably had a greater illusion of autonomy and control. But for now, we are more conscious that we respond to events, whether that be keeping healthy for today or designing cities that will shape living for decades. As we look back over the centuries and how the world has changed, for Christians there is one constant, the presence of the risen Lord Jesus. If death's power is defeated, then living has a new meaning, and that is what each generation discovers, whether their days are filled with prosperity and peace, corruption and cruelty, health and happiness, fragility and fear, or any combination of these. Jesus' life-giving presence and his word become the starting point for everything, each day, our meaning and purpose, our living and dying, and how we prepare for the future. Our behaviour is always responsive to something. For Christians, that something is a someone, the gracious Lord Jesus, who forgives us and blesses us so we can receive each day as a gift and seek to serve others with it, short-term and long-term. He is both our foundation and our guide, so that we can best respond to whatever is happening in the world. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name and increase our devotion. Nourish us with all goodness, and by your mercy preserve in us what you have nourished, so that with confidence and trust we may know our times are in your hands. As your followers, make us humble, so that like Jesus, we serve others today and always. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.